We are here live today at the Bell County Expo Center at the Real Gun Show. Now, if you're a faithful listener to me, you probably heard me a couple weeks ago getting tongue-tied on both these different gun shows. Today, I got my act straight. We are at the Real Gun Show here at the Bell County Expo Center. We're going to be here for the remainder of the day, and we'll be here live on the radio show here at K10 1400 until 1:30. So thank you for participating. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a hold of me, go ahead and email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Go ahead to the Facebook page, like us on Facebook. I think we might try to get us a live feed going here if we can. If you can, you can just watch what's going on. We might have a product demo or two, and we can show you some things. Ladies and gentlemen, you know me by now. If you've been listening to me faithfully, you know me by now. I'm very in tuned to what's going on in the world, and I always get opinions. And today is no different. I've got an opinion this week like I do every week, and I'm going to read to you that opinion. Aubrey, how you doing, buddy?
Great.
I'll tell you what, Aubrey, since I got you here, and I don't know where you're going to be, Aubrey Sanders, he's the owner and runner and producer of this the Real Gun Show here. We're going to put him on real quick, and we're going to say hi. Here, Aubrey, put this towards your mouth there.
Like I'm fixing to eat it.
There you go. Aubrey, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to come here and do our show here and give us the opportunity for people to come by and check out the gun show, buy, sell, and trade guns. Why don't you tell us what's going on or just give us some information here?
Well, we've got a pretty good show this weekend. Of course, you're competing with the weather outside. So.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I was just hoping that it's too muddy to go anywhere, do anything, come out and stay on concrete. But we've got a bunch of independent dealers out here, selling anything, all kinds of sporting goods, weapons and knives and stuff. So, it's well around the show.
Yeah, it is. I see a lot of people going by the tables. A lot of they're standing still, and that's good. That means
Yes. They're
looking at stuff they like.
Yes.
And I think bring what you've got, do some trading, wheeling and dealing, but there's a lot of good stuff on the tables here. Aubrey, anything special coming up in the future or anything like that?
We have a 4th of July show, July 2nd and 3rd, in the air conditioning building next door.
Oh, that's great. That's July 4th?
Yes.
That's an awesome weekend. Prepare for that now, July 4th weekend. We're feeding live now. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page. Aubrey, say hi to everybody out there in Radio Land. How y'all doing?
How y'all doing out there?
Good to see you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're live here at the Expo Center, Bell County Expo Center, the Real Gun Show. And a lot of people here, a lot of guns, a lot of products. Come on out and check us out. Say hi to the staff here, consultants, the whole works. Say hi to Aubrey. We're having a good show.
I got one thing to add.
Yeah.
If all your listeners out there are out and about, they want to come out, they'll go up to the ticket booth and tell them you heard on your radio station, your radio show, they give them $2 off commission.
Woo! Check that out. $2 off. Mention that you heard it on this radio show. Go to the ticket booth and get $2 off the price of admission. Awesome deals, Aubrey. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you.
Right, thank you, sir. We'll get you on the other side. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, like I told you before, I got an opinion. I've always got an opinion. And this one I've entitled About Two-Thirds Gone. Let me take my glasses off because I'm blind as a bat here when I'm reading this close. All right, now, to make the numbers simple, this country, the good old U.S. of A., has about 300 million people. I know it's got more, but we're rounding it off. And I guess they're legal to be here, those 300 million. About two-thirds of those people give the impression, based on their lack of attention, that they don't care about too much other than themselves, their property, or their favorite sports team. I, your host, am an informed, patriotic, active participant in this country and life in general, and watch, learn, and listen, and do what is necessary to contribute to myself, my family, my neighbors, my state, and my country. I, like the other 100 million people left, wish to be self-sufficient, aware of my surroundings, and protect my rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But every day, multiple times a day, I run into the other 200 million people who just don't give a darn. Times of trouble are coming. They are. They're coming. I don't know to what extent, but times of trouble, we're already in times of trouble, but potentially more severe ones are coming. If you're not open to that possibility, then you have a challenge. Okay, so lack of courtesy, like I spoke of last week, is becoming much more common. I mean, it's out there, but it's extremely diluted. People are so sensitive about their feelings that if the slightest annoyance to them by you, you are then labeled a racist. Political correctness is correcting this country to death. Common sense, an attribute that is no longer common, it too has become a rarity. And finally, on this short list, would be those who ban guns from their premises or property from those law-abiding citizens who have a license to carry, thinking if there are no guns on the site, then everyone's going to be safe. These people, in my opinion, are fools. Fools live a miserable life, and because of that, misery loves company. So when the criminal or terrorist doesn't obey the no-gun sign and starts shooting one person after the other, the fool doesn't want to die alone. Not only are they fools, but idiots for thinking that the bad guy will obey the signs. Now, I'm talking right now to the 1 million with common sense. It is time to start teaching these fools the way of life and how it really works. Find the nearest fool near you and explain how the bad guy doesn't care about you or him. And if that fool wants to keep playing his Xbox or watching sports all day, he should at least get prepared by nicely asking someone who is gun savvy, has common sense with no political agenda, to show them how to use a gun for self-defense or defense of a third person. Now remember, ladies and gentlemen, there are three types of people out there. I talk about this all the time. There's the informed, the ignorant, and the idiots. Which one are you? What's your IQ? The idiots are lost. The ignorant have a chance. Let all the informed be active participants and start informing the ignorant and idiots so that one day soon they will swallow the red pill and open their eyes to the truth. So that's my opinion, everybody. That's what I'm thinking. And if you don't like it, sure hate it. Okay, give me a call. Send me an email. But that's the way I'm thinking. Everybody's got their opinion. And while we're still America the way it is, God bless America, I can speak my opinion. All right, moving on to the show highlights. Victor, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you. We're streaming live. You want to say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
You're saying hi to the whole world. Okay. There you go.
Oh, man.
Who's that ugly-looking guy next to you? All right, today's show highlights. Today's license to carry section will be covering the use of force and deadly force. This is very important not to only know, but apply to stress situations. Again, this week, I'll read three more stories from the American Rifleman's and the Armed Citizens column and glean as much as we can from these true stories of self-defense. In my PEP section, I'll go over things that can make your life easier in an emergency situation. And Texas this weekend is going to help you. You can purchase items tax-free for emergencies. And I'm going to explain how that's going to work in the PEP section. So get your note-taking materials ready, okay? Today's topic of interest will cover quotes of liberty. This is going to be a very exciting one for me. I love this one. I'm sure if you're a patriot yourself, you're going to love it as well. Once again, my product spotlight section, we're going to be talking about ANC firearms and how they provided me with another gun to highlight. And this one is a beauty, too. It's the Ruger LC9TS. So stay tuned for that one. In my gun training demo, I'm going to be discussing the number one problem when it comes to shooting. What is it? It's anticipating the shot. We don't want to anticipate the shot. That's about 95% of all shooter errors. And finally, in my interview section today, I'm going to have a little fun. I have nothing planned. If you're looking at me online, okay, we're streaming live. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page. We're streaming live. Maybe we'll do a pan shot, show you what's going on here. But you see me here, you're seeing, hey, whatever, we're going to play it by ear. Okay? I got nothing planned. I want to go by the seat of my pants on this one. Talk to people, read some WTFs, whatever hits me at the moment. So let's see if your host has the gift of gab. All right? Let's move now into our license to carry section. Now, ladies and gentlemen, last show we were on 105.1 FM The Ranch at 10 o'clock. We're on that station from 10 to 11, and it wasn't streaming live, so I couldn't show this. And I've done this before, and it's very important that you know this. So go to aaronsgunshop.com. Check us out live. I want to show you this gauge. If you look at the gauge, you're going to see it looks kind of like a gas gauge, but we're taking out empty half tank and full. We're taking out those letters, and we're putting in force, reasonable and necessary force, and deadly force, okay? So we're going to start with force at its minimum level and maximize it all the way to the boundary line of reasonable and necessary force. And once we cross the plane, we want to find out what the most minimal, reasonable, and necessary force is, and then move up into there until we maximize reasonable force and break into the plane of deadly force. The way we do that is by understanding definitions and what they mean. Now, I've always taught, why get into a fight if you can just walk away? Obviously, at times, that is not possible, but most of the time, it is. Because I teach that concept, I notice often when it's not applied. A disagreement of the slightest magnitude results in one or the other using extreme force to fuck up or overpower the other when an apology would be efficient to solve the problem. Well, in the world of license to carry, we call that use of force. Level 1 is force, level 2 is reasonable and necessary force, and level 3 is deadly force. And when it comes to the law, if you use excessive force in a situation, you can be held both criminally and civilly liable. So you need to make sure you're understanding the amount of force applicable to a situation. So let's look at my little force gauge again here. Show you on the screen if you're checking this out live. Got force, reasonable, necessary force, and deadly force. So what I'm going to do now is read to you the definitions of those. And if you can remember those definitions, when you come up on a situation, you can apply the force level to that situation. I go to my trusty little workbook, and we're going to read. Use of force and deadly force. First of all, are you capable of using force or deadly force for self-protection? Regardless of who you are, what you know, or how good you are, if you're not mentally prepared, chances of winning are decreased. So let's go over our definitions first. The legal definition of force, and let me put up my gauge again. You're all looking here as we read along. Definition of force right here. Resistance, that in its actions alone will not cause death or serious bodily harm. So if we think about it and looking at our force gauge, what's the most minimal thing we could do using force? It's going to be verbal. Sit down. Do what I tell you. I didn't touch you. I didn't aggress upon you. All I did was a verbal command, which is an element of force, okay? That would be the basic starting point of force, and we can maximize it all the way to the boundary line of reasonable necessary force. Well, let's read what reasonable necessary force is. Reasonable and necessary force is the minimum amount of lawful aggression sufficient for self-protection or protection of a third person. So that would be right here on the gauge. Once again, if you're looking at me streaming live, go to the Facebook page at aaronsgunshop.com. But we broke the plane from force, and we're now into reasonable and necessary force. Let's say the beginning point of reasonable and necessary force would be I'm holding you down. I did a bear hug on you to restrain you from trying to hurt somebody else. And then from there, it can progress. I'm holding you with a bear hug, and I punch you in the side. I knock you down to the ground. It continues to get more severe and more severe, but the first one would be just restraining somebody as an example, okay? The third force level would be deadly force. Force that is intended or known by the act of the cause or in the manner of its use or intended use is capable of causing death or serious bodily injury. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that could be anything. That could be a pencil in the neck, pencil in the ear, could be a palm to the nose, whatever it takes, anything to become deadly, okay? Now, trying to make the decision when faced with reality can be fatal for you. It's better to have a plan and not need it than not have a plan and need it. There's no single solution. No single solution is correct for all situations. The presence of the gun may actually create more problems than it's intended to solve. This is very important. Look at me when I'm talking, okay? The objective. Of force, deadly force, is to stop, control, or neutralize the other so as to eliminate the apprehension of a fear for one's life. Deadly force is to be used as a means of last resort, when all of the means have failed and the fear for the loss of your life is immediate. And why? Shooting to kill indicates premeditated intent to inflict death or serious bodily injury on another, regardless of their intent and or actions being unlawful. shooting to stop. Is the intent to reduce or eliminate the fear that you have of death or serious bodily injury to yourself based on the other person's unlawful use of deadly force against you? Shooting to stop one may result in the other person's death, lacks the intent to kill. Shooting to kill is never an option for a law-abiding citizen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I showed you this graph. I'm going to show it to you again. It's right there. If you're going to AaronSunshot.com, go to the YouTube page. Not the YouTube page. Go to the Facebook page. We're streaming live and you can look at the gauge. We teach these things in our classes. We go over these very hard. Because I know, I've been doing this for a long time, okay? There's no need to pull that gun if you understand everything you're doing and you're prepared and you're aware of your surroundings. You shouldn't get yourself in a position, but I'm not stupid either. I also know that once in a while you can get caught off guard. Whether you're caught off guard or you come up onto a situation, you've got to be able to look at that situation and realize, where do I come in on it coming using force? It's what we call pot. I'm always asking my students, you guys like to do pot? Pot. Perception of threat. Pot. P-O-T. Perception of threat. You walk into the situation, say, hey, what's going on? Who's doing what? Where are they located? What's happening? Is there somebody injured? What do I need to do? So on and so forth. So when you finally realize what's going on, then you can determine at what level of force that you come in on. Okay? So use of force. And deadly force. Learn their levels. We got a class on the 30th of this month. It's a Saturday at 2:45. Go to AaronsGunshop.com. Go to the license to carry page. Sign up. We go over all this information, okay? So it's going to be a good class. Sign up, and we'll go over that with you. All right, everybody. We're going to move on. How you guys doing? Good. You enjoying the show? Fantastic. Come on over and say hello to the world. Say hi to the world. We're streaming live. Hi. There you go. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now in the NRA segment of our program. And in this section, I'm going to read to you three stories from the NRA's Armed Citizen page of the American Rifleman. And hopefully from these true stories, we can learn what to do and what not to do, and maybe even get a laugh or two in the process. It all depends on the story. And if you're not a member of the NRA, you might consider becoming one. The more gun supporters they have, the more muscle they have to stop bad legislation. I'll tell you what, all the anti-gunners hate the NRA. Because the NRA stands strong, you are the NRA. Support them. If we have a certain someone get in, and you know who I'm talking about, I won't say her name. That kind of gives it away, doesn't it? She's more than happy to do executive orders. I watched the video. I heard her, or I saw her nodding on approval when it says executive orders to ban guns. That should scare the heck out of you. Okay, so with that, let me read these stories. This is going to be coming from the NRA's American Rifleman, the Armed Citizen column, and it's from the most current issue, May 2016. Story number one. A barber and one of his customers turned the tables on a couple of armed robbers, killing one and chasing off the other. The next up barber and beauty shop in Columbia, South Carolina, was doing a brisk business one Friday evening in January, with customers filling the barber chairs and others waiting for service. Two armed men entered the establishment. One intruder with a handgun manhandled some customers to steal their money. His accomplice pushed another barber to the floor and used a shotgun to keep most customers cowering in their chairs. After the man with the handgun took the money out of the barber's pocket, then turned his attention to customers waiting for haircuts, the barber and one of his clients drew guns of their own and shot the assailants. Woo-hoo! The one armed with a handgun died, the other fled. My commentary. Number one, I must say that the robbers were kind of ballsy to rob a store with that many people. The first thing I would have done if I was the robber was to see if there were any no gun signs allowed or no guns allowed signs. If no signs, I'm moving to another location. Because with that, if there's no sign saying you can't have guns, there's probably going to be somebody with a gun. Now, if I go to a location that has signs and no guns and I'm a bad guy, I'm going to say, okay, most likely, because most people are law-abiding citizens, they won't have a gun in there and I can do whatever I want. But because these two guys took a barbershop out with no gun signs, they made a big mistake. And sure enough, they had it handed to them. So, you see, people, signs don't really do anything at all. Might as well just be armed and ready. Story number two. Police officers serve to protect the public, but a member of the public protected a police officer in Philadelphia recently. Dozens of high schoolers had formed a group. I'm sorry. Dozens of high schoolers had formed a group to watch an Upper Darby police officer break up a fight between two teenage boys. While he was holding them apart, a couple of teens from the crowd jumped on the policeman's back. A passerby repeatedly yelled at the attackers to get off the officer, but to no avail. The man, though, had a permit to carry a concealed handgun, and he pulled his gun as one of the teens started reaching for the officer's service gun. Big mistake. When one of the attackers saw the gun in the armed citizen's hand, the boy passed word along to the other cohorts, who then scurried off. Despite the attack, the police officers kept the original fighters contained and took them in for their part in the initial scuffle. It was scary to do it, the citizen said. Would I do it again? Of course. But I don't want to have to. Nobody wants to have to. Excuse me. Now, my commentary. Just because you wear a badge doesn't mean you're Superman. Cops need backup, too. Okay? Cops need backup, too. If not from their own, from a concerned citizen, especially one licensed to carry and has common sense and the ability to accurately and effectively use a handgun. I guarantee you, you get a cop on the beat and he's going down and somebody comes to assist him, he's going to be very appreciative. But it'd be nice if you knew what you were doing. So train. I don't know if you remember last week we played Officer Paul Benton's interview, and we were making comment to that about how, you know, he's working out there a lot alone, and it's always nice to have somebody watching your back. So if you're screaming, LTC, I'm licensed to carry, how can I assist you, officer? You know, they might be very appreciative of that. Just be waving your gun around when you're running up to him. He's going to freak out. So anyway, that's story number two. Let's go to story number three. Now, in a second case of a citizen helping law enforcement, Texas Deputy Dylan Thoris credits a Marine veteran with saving his life. A violent suspect was beating up on Thoris and trying to get the officer's gun. But the former Marine, who had served two tours in Iraq, pulled his concealed handgun and told the criminal to freeze. The threat was enough to scare off the assailant, who was apprehended soon after by Thoris and another deputy. The suspect was charged for his role in the assault, as well as in the erratic driving and child endangerment situation that preceded the attack. Now, my commentary. Number one, ooh-rah. Two, semper fi. Three, way to go. And four, once a Marine, always a Marine. And last, five, thank you for your service, Marine. Anyway, that's the stories we got for this week. Stay tuned for next week when we have more. And remember, go to aaronsgunshop.com. We're streaming live here. Go to the Facebook page. Come on out to the Real Gun Show here at the Bell County Expo Center. We've got a lot of stuff going on here. Lots of people right now, and there's lots of, you know, dealing. Used guns, new guns, off-the-wall kind of stuff. Come check it out. And in the third half hour, at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, I might get a few different people in here. We'll be talking to some people and see what we got going on. But until then, what we're going to do now, Paul, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to hit our pep section. And so we'll come back in about a minute and a half, and we'll hit that. We all set to go? All right, everybody. We'll see you on the other side.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is April 23rd, 2016, and we're live. We're here live at the Bell County Expo Center at the Real Gun Show. Oh, man, you know, it's like a mosquito in a nudist colony. You just don't know where to bite first. There's so much stuff to look at. So come on out. If you're a gun enthusiast or you're whatever, just come on out. Check it out at the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. Come see us. As you walk through the front door, we'll be the first booth at the corner. Can't miss us. Look at the banner, and you'll see us. Come say hi to the crew, the staff. Say hi to every, all the vendors. If you got a gun you're looking to sell or trade, bring that out here. But, everyone, if you don't have your license to carry, you need to go to aaronsgunshop.com. And when you're there, go to the license to carry page, and there you'll find the upcoming classes that we offer. Right now we've got on April 30th, Saturday at 2:45 is our next class. So go to aaronsgunshop.com and sign up for it now so you can get a seat for it. $60, about 5.5 hours, boom, bada boom, you're done, okay, with that section of it. Sign yourself up to take a class with me so you can be on the road to getting your license. You know, why wait till it's too late to get your license? Defend yourself now. The course time is approximately about 5.5 hours, like I said, and that includes your written and shooting test. And the course fee is $60. And trust me, you will not be bored. I've been teaching for a long time to many, many people, and I got lots of tricks up my sleeve to help you do better and learn more in a shorter period of time. So go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the license to carry page, and sign up now for a class. They fill up quickly, so don't wait too long, all right? Now, everybody, I was telling you about the PEP section earlier in the show highlights, and this is pretty cool. But being prepared is a basic fundamental of life. Basic fundamental of life. If you're not prepared, you will be screwed in times of calamity and an unnecessary burden to those who have prepared. Being prepared is so important that the Boy Scouts use it as their motto. Being prepared is so important that the state of Texas has provided a 2016 emergency preparation sales tax holiday for this weekend, effective the 23rd to the 25th. I was sent an email from my other consultant, Patty Marsh. She sent me an email explaining what's going on, so I'm going to share that with you. Now, I teach and I talk about preparedness all the time. And even so, I could do more myself to get prepared. But my number one drive to being prepared is not being dependent on others to survive. Screw that. Sometimes it is necessary, but the goal is independence. If you're prepared, you can help others who truly can't prepare for themselves. If you are able to prepare now but fail to do so and calamity strikes, you have become an unnecessary burden to others. You will be resented for that too. And I don't care how good your religion is. If you become a severe burden to others, that will cause even more stress. Solve the problem now. Solve it now. Prepare now. So let me read to you an email that was sent to me concerning the emergency preparation supply sales tax holiday. Okay, this is from Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. And if you go to the Facebook page, aaronsgunshop.com, go to Facebook. I think we've got it posted up there, right? They can see it? On Facebook. Okay, I'm getting a nod of approval. There you go. April 23rd to 25th, 2016. You can purchase certain emergency preparation supplies tax-free during the 2016 emergency preparation supplies sales tax holiday. There's no limit on the number of qualifying items you can purchase, and you do not need to issue an exemption certificate to claim the exemption. This year's holiday begins at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday and April 23rd and ends midnight on April 25th. These emergency preparation supplies qualify for tax exemption if purchased for a price. Hi, how are you? Okay, less than $3,000 portable generators. Very important to have a generator, okay, which means if it's not a solar generator, you're going to need gasoline for it. So you're going to need to get prepared for gas and store it properly so it can last up to a year for your gas and then rotate your gas out, okay? less than $300. Hurricane shutters, emergency ladders, less than $75. This is going to hit a lot of people right here. This is the stuff that a lot of us buy. Batteries, single or multi-pack. You got AAA cell, AA cell, C cell, D cell, 6 volts or 9 volt batteries. First aid kits, very important to have. Fuel containers, ground anchor systems and tie-down kits, hatchets, axes, mobile telephone batteries and mobile telephone chargers, non-electric coolers and ice chests for food storage, non-electric can openers, T-38s for all you military personnel out there, or B-52s. What's the difference between a P-38 and a B-52? Huh, that's a trivia question. Portable self-powered lights, light sources, hand crank flashlights. Portable self-powered radios, including two-way radio and weather band radios. Ladies and gentlemen, that's so important to have communication. The weather band radios tell you what's going on. Handheld radios, you can communicate with each other. I've got fuel phones here for that specific reason. If all the power goes down, you lay out some just plain old basic speaker wire, and you can go 11 miles with it if you had that much, and speak to each other on a telephone using a D-sized battery. Well, at least you got communication. Portable self-powered radios, I already said that. Okay, reusable and artificial ice products, smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, very important, and carbon monoxide detectors, tarps, and other plastic sheeting. Now, these supplies do not qualify for tax exemption. Batteries for automobiles, boats, and other motorized vehicles. That's probably because they want you to stay hunkered down in your spot. Start traveling, you cause more problems on the road. Camping stoves, camping supplies, which I don't understand, but, you know, I'm not doing this, so I just got to read what they give me. Chainsaws, plywood, extension ladders, step ladders, tents, repair or replacement parts for emergency preparation supplies, services performed on or related to emergency preparation supplies. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what's weird? I'm standing here in an aisle at a gun show, the real gun show, Go County Expo Center, and people walk up to me and they're just looking at me funny, like, what the heck is this guy doing? They stop, they look at me weird, then they see what's going on, they go, oh, and they jump out of the screen. I think it's funny. It's humor. Humor on radio. Okay. Additional charges affect purchase price. Delivery, shipping, handling, and transportation charges are part of the sales price. If the emergency preparation supply being purchased is taxable, the delivery charge is also taxable. Consider these charges when determining whether an emergency preparation supply can be purchased tax-free during the holiday. For example, you purchase a rescue ladder for $299 with a $10 delivery fee charge for a total sales price of $309. Because of the total sales price of the ladder is more than $300, tax is due on the full $309. So what's the trick? Buy your ladder for $299, go pick it up yourself. Save yourself some tax dollars. Okay. So what? You know, just asking me here, where do I go to get this stuff? I'm assuming, this is new to me, I'm pumping it out there, I'm hoping you people out there are buying it. Go do your homework and research. I would assume wherever you can get this equipment, they're all savvy to what's going on. And when you say, hey, today is the, this weekend is the emergency preparation supply sales tax holiday, they're going to know what you're talking about. Now, I guess they can go to my website, print it off. Go to my website, aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, and take a look at the picture there if you want. Snap on it. Go to the actual website. It's comptroller.texas.gov, tax info, so on and so forth. And you can just print out a copy and then show it and go, see, no taxes on these items. All right. So that's it for the PEP section there. Check it out. That was pretty neat. Thank you, Patty, for bringing that to my attention so we can get it on air today. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Paul, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to go over our topic of interest section. And ladies and gentlemen, this topic of interest section is cool. I'm a true-blooded American here, and we're going to be reading quotes of liberty. So if you love America like I do, take notes. So we'll see you on the other side.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, if you're not aware, we're here live at the Bell County Expo Center at the Real Gun Show. Got lots of people coming in, doing some wheeling and dealing, new guns, used guns, all sorts of survival stuff. You pretty much name it, they've got it here. It's a lot of fun. So come on out, check it out. Say hi to the staff, crew here at the gun show, at the, Aaron's Gun Shop here. It's a lot of fun. Now, ladies and gentlemen, lots of people wonder or doubt their ability to function well in a seminar or training session. That's not the problem. The problem is finding an instructor who knows what they're doing and who is able to convey those skills to his or her students. If you have any doubts about yourself, I want you to go or refer to aaronsgunshop.com's testimonial page. You get to watch, listen, and read testimonials from prior students of ours, seeing they came in nervous, and at the end of the day, they craved more training and info. They all broke through the barrier of self-doubt and became empowered with the knowledge that they can use their weapon and function under stress. Now, if you've wanted to take a weapons class but were too unsure to commit, I challenge you to review the testimonial page at aaronsgunshop.com. You can do this. You really can. You can do this. So go to aaronsgunshop.com now and watch the videos. Sign up for a seminar. Give me a call. If you got a group of five or more, we'll get you squared away and set up your own class. We can specialize. If you're watching me on video, I'm big into visuals, okay? We have a whole gamut. We start at the basement, and we go through a whole bunch of training to the penthouse. And in the course of it, it's a sweeping of all the different things involved with handling a weapon, your mind, and all that kind of stuff. And we find out where you break down. And we can literally take those breakdowns and expand upon it into a major class. So that's the whole purpose of it. Why train on something you already know, which is good, refresher, don't get me wrong. But we want to find out where we're weak, where we're breaking down. That's the point of stress that we've got to overcome, okay? Now, I want to go over our topic of interest. Topic of interest, quotes of liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, if I was to get cut, I would bleed red, white, and blue. I was extremely blessed to be taught love of country and what our flag represents. It's the people who seek self-interest and sordid gain that tarnish the flag. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the blood and honor that defended them is what I see when I see our flag. I had some young bucks walking past me here in military, active duty. Give them a rigid salute. Honorable. Very good. Many people through history have fought to defend what our way of life is all about. Human liberties. So, I want to read some quotes from some people you know that describe their feelings of what this great country means to the face of the planet and humanity and how precarious it is. There are so many more, but this will be a way to just get started, okay? So here we go. All tyranny needs to get a foothold, to gain a foothold, is for people of good conscience to remain silent. That's Thomas Jefferson. Let me read it again. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience, that's people like you and me, to remain silent. Do not remain silent. you remain silent, it's over. Next one. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on to them to do the same. That's Ronald Reagan. Everybody's got to know this one. Give me liberty or give me debt. Who says that? Patrick Henry says that. That's who says that. Next one. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Let me read that again. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams. Next one. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are a gift of God? Thomas Jefferson. I'll read it again. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are a gift of God? Thomas Jefferson. Now, I'm going to read to you a letter or a section of a pamphlet from Thomas Paine. I'm getting it out of this book called Our Country's Founders. I'm showing it to you on the stream here, live stream. It's by William J. Penn. I'm just going to read out of it. I'm going to read the preface to the letter of Thomas Paine. If you have a heart, it better beat. If it doesn't, it's dead when I read this. Okay? This is Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, December 19th, 1776. Thomas Paine was a writer who was born and raised in England. He came to America in 1774 and soon became a strong advocate for the American cause. For those colonists who didn't know why the American independence was so important and worth fighting for, Paine's famous pamphlet, Common Sense, released in January 1776, told them. The following excerpt is taken from a latter work, The American Crisis, written in a critical juncture of the American Revolution. George Washington was leading the Continental Army on a retreat to New Jersey after a disastrous defeat in New York. Paine accompanied Washington and his troops and saw firsthand the growing sense of desperation among the army. The American troops were greatly outnumbered by the British. Many were ready to give up and reconcile with Great Britain. It looked as though the rebellion was coming to an abrupt end. Paine wrote the American Crisis reportedly using a battle drum for a desk. By the light of a campfire to boost morale, he wrote the pamphlet. He left the camp for Philadelphia to have copies printed, which Washington ordered to be read aloud to his men on Christmas Eve, 1776. After it was read, the American troops crossed the Delaware and launched a surprise attack on the Hessian soldiers in Trenton. Do they even teach this in high school anymore, in grade school? Man, the American victory at Trenton infused new life in the Patriots' cause and showed the British the American Army was not ready to bow out just yet. So, now, with that preface, I'm going to read to you a portion of the pamphlet by Thomas Paine. You better get goosebumps when you hear this. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. 'Tis dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that manner is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon the earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can belong only to God. I call not upon a few, but upon all, not on this state or that state, but on every state. Up and help us. Lay your shoulders to the wheel. Better to have too much force than too little when so great an object is at stake. Let it be told to the future world that in the depth of winter, when nothing but hope and virtue could survive, the city and the country, alarmed at one common danger, came forth to meet and to repulse it. Say not that thousands are gone. Turn out your tens of thousands. Throw not the burden upon the day of providence, but show your faith by your works, that God may bless you. It matters not where you live or what rank of life you hold. The evil or the blessings will reach you all. The far and the near, the home counties and the back, the rich and the poor will suffer and rejoice alike. The heart that feels not now is dead. The blood of his children will curse his cowardice, who shrinks back at a time when a little may have saved the whole and made them happy. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink. But he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. My own line of reasoning is to myself as straight as clear as a ray of light. Not all the treasures of the world, so far as I believe, could have induced me to support an offensive war, for I think it murder. But if a thief breaks into my house, burns and destroys my property, and kills or threatens to kill me or those that are in it, and to bind me in all cases whatsoever to his absolute will, am I to suffer it? What signifies it to me whether he does it as a king or a common man, my countryman or not a countryman, whether it be done by an individual villain or an army of them? If we reason to the root of things, we shall find no difference. Neither can any just cause be assigned when we should punish in the one case and pardon in the other. Let them call me rebel, and welcome. I feel no concern from it. I thank God that I fear not. I feel no real cause for fear. I know the situation well and can see a way out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was good. That was good. You should read that every month, man. Keep your blood flowing with the patriotism. And look at that flag and what it means. It's not just a piece of fabric hanging from a flagpole. It means something. It represents the way we are. And people are just spitting on it left and right. Well, you know what? We need to have that stop. Okay, so that's the topic of intersection. And I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to take a very quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to go over our product spotlight, which is going to be from ANC Firearms, good friend Arch Kuntz. Got a beautiful shop there in Heidenhammer. If you're coming from the east part of Milam and down, you're going to be going right through Heidenhammer. Do a pit stop. Check out what he's got. He's got an awesome gun there I'm going to be talking about. He's got variations of it, but this particular one that I'm talking about is pretty hot. I'll talk to you about it in just a little bit, but check him out. And if you're coming from Temple and you're only about, 10 minutes away from Heidenhammer, go take a little loopy loop over there and see what he's got. Give him a call, 254-983-4417, ANC Firearms, and get ready to say, hey, it's still on the shelf, can I buy it? Okay, so Paul, let's come back in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. We'll see you on the other side.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Living easy, living free.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're back again live here at the Bell County Expo Center at the Real Gun Show. We're having a great time. Lots of people in here. Lots of products. Lots of interesting things, too. People making things out of all sorts of stuff. And it looks awesome. There's food here. There's guns, knives, surplus, the whole works. We're having a good time. So come on by the Bell County Expo Center. Check it out. If you're coming from Mahone County, as you're passing through, you want to go to Hide and Hammer, check out ANC Firearms. Let's talk about him right now. Our product spotlight, Arch Kuntz, the owner of ANC Firearms, is a very good friend of mine. I go in there a lot, talk to him. We're just, you know, chewing the fat there. And he's allowed me to take some of his product and show it and talk about it. So today's no different. So what I want to go over, and basically it's just a stone's throw away from the Bell County Expo Center. If you come to the gun show and when you're done, you might want to go out there to Hide and Hammer and check out what he's got. His number is 254-983-4417. I wanted to talk to you about a hot little gun he's got. And let me tell you why I'm doing this. Because a couple of weeks ago, I had my special guest on, Sean McVicker. He's a master engraver, Stories in Steel. And if you go to my website, aaronsgunshop.com, and go to the radio page, you'll see his link there. You can check out all the stuff. But, you know, Sean, he does absolutely beautiful work. Go to the Facebook page and see the interview with him and get to see a couple of guns that he's done for us. Good job. So with that in mind, I go to Arch's place, ANC Firearms in Hide and Hammer, and there he has on the shelf a Ruger LC9, and its upper, the slide, is nickel engraved. It was an LCR-TS. I guess it was a Taylor exclusive, and they make all these guns pretty. So if you're looking to get a gun a gun that's looking pretty, and you don't want to have to wait for the time it takes for a master engraver to actually do what he's got to do. This particular gun, and these haven't been around. This is one of a private collection. It's never been fired, brand new. It looks hot, sexy. So if you're looking for a really nice-looking gun engraved, that's the way to go. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to talk to you about the LC9 because it's a pretty nice gun. And I've got an article here from Guns and Ammo that I'm just going to read directly off the website. I kind of chopped it up a little bit just to get to the points that I wanted to get to. But this will describe, if you're looking to get a 9mm compact gun, I'm going to give you a little brief on the LC9. If you want a compact 9mm gun that's pretty, you want to go to ANC Firearms. Now, I'm telling you now, listen to me now, don't hesitate. If you're looking for a 9mm compact pistol and you're thinking Ruger and you want pretty, you need to call ANC Firearms. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding you. This is one of these ones you don't find very often. The LC9-TS. It's a nickel upper with engraved. I'm going to read to you now from Guns and Ammo. It's powered up pocket protection. Now, the first paragraph is me all the way here. I just totally dig what this guy is saying. He goes, I'm an old school kind of guy. Put me in front of a table full of new semi-automatic pistols, all types, styles, and calibers, and the one I'll likely reach for is a government model 1911-45. But that doesn't mean that when I leave the house to make a quick run to the local convenience store for a late-night loaf of bread, a full-size 1911 is the likely gun I'll tuck in my pocket. No, in that case, I'm like everybody else. I'll probably reach for something lightweight, compact, and unobtrusive, but nonetheless chambered for a cartridge with a little authority. And these days, that's most likely a small polymer-framed, double-action-only 9mm handgun. Now, this was in 2011 that I'm reading this article, but so pay attention to the newness factor. Ruger's newly announced LC9 is just such an item. Ruger hasn't been in the business of producing such guns for very long and is used to leave the personnel defense market pretty much to other manufacturers except for its full-size P-Series autos. But in 2008, it entered the concealed carry arena with a bang. The game changer was the Ruger LCP, lightweight compact pistol. An ultra-diminutive polymer frame 380 auto that has immediately become a runaway bestseller. The LCP also generated a clamor for even more new products designed for more modern taste, and the company's newly instituted Voice of the Consumer program lit up with requests for one product in particular. What people seemed to want more than anything else from Ruger was another LCP only in a 9mm form. As Ruger CEO Mike Pfeiffer puts out, on the heels of the overwhelming and ongoing success of the LCP, customers repeatedly requested a lightweight, compact 9mm pistol, specifically an LCP in 9mm. Now here it is. Here's the enhancement. It's a little bit bigger, a little better. Designed for discreet concealment, the LC9 can serve either as a primary citizen carry tool or a full-powered backup for off-duty law enforcement officers. In most respects, it is simply a larger single-column twin to the 380 LCP. It's larger because it has to be. The only problem I have at all with the tiny 380 LCP is that I have to think very carefully about how I grasp it to ensure the well-secured in rapid repeat fire situations. So we go over that a lot in our classes about the size of guns. So we can talk about the two. Sign up for a class with the teacher. The somewhat larger LC9 goes naturally into my hand and is a true grab-and-shoot gun. In size, it comes about midway between the LCP and the mid-sized double-column Ruger SR9 compact, but it's closer to the LCP. The LC9 has a 3.1-inch barrel. It is only 6 inches long and 4.5 inches tall, making for a very compact 9mm. With the width of a mirror then less than an inch, 0.9 inches, okay? It's one of the slimmest profile 9mm on the market. It weighs only 17.1 ounces with an empty magazine. The glass-filled nylon block polymer grip frame with blue alloyed steel slide and barrel utilizes an aluminum locking block insert. Each gun comes with one 7-round single-column magazine with a standard flat floor plate for maximum concealability. It also has an interchangeable finger group extension floor plate, and it's also provided as an accessory for shooters who prefer a longer grip surface with more hand-to-grip, hand-to-pistol contact. Now, I'm reading to you about the blue slide, and Arch has got those too at ANC Firearms, but what I'm trying to tell you here specifically, because it's a hot little item, it's the LCR-TS, the one that's got the nickel-plated upper engraved. It's a hot little item. Call them up, 254-983-4417. Okay, the details. Mechanically, the LC-9 is double-action only, hammer-forged, lock-breech, recoil-operated pistol with a long trigger pull arc. The semi-auto mechanism features dual recoil springs around a nylon guide rod. The sides, front, and rear of the grip frame are aggressively checked for secure grasp and rapid fire. And the magazine button has enough height for positive engagement without over protruding. All edges, surfaces, and corners of the LC9 are beveled and rounded. Melted, they have it enclosed for ease of holstering, carrying, and drawing. Another huge advantage of the LC9 is compared with the LCP, again, this is the writer's opinion, is the fact that the larger frame dimensions allow the incorporation of a full-size slide lock and external slide lock latch, which I agree with that. I like having the ability to lock the slide to the rear, knowing where my weapon's at ammo. Okay, now the LC9 features a single-sided manual safety and a magazine safety that will not permit the gun to fire when the mag is removed. Another additional safety feature is the loaded chamber indicator atop the slide for obvious visual and tactical comfort. Let me tell you something about this. The round indicator on top of the slide, I don't particularly, me personally, like it. I don't need it. I'm very well adept at figuring it out. But if somebody's not sure sometimes in the dark, what's nice about the round indicator is when you have the gun in your hand and it's dark and you say, is this thing loaded? I'm going to be engaged in a situation. I'm 100% sure it's loaded. Well, you put your finger over the top edge of the slide and you're going to feel the round indicator popping up. It tells you there's a cartridge in the chamber. So it could be pitch black, you slide your finger across the top, and boom, there it is. Yep, it's loaded. This is a recoil-operated hammer-fire double-action only. It's a 9mm Luger, got 7+1 capacity, it's 3.1 inches in length, 6 inches overall, weighs 17.1 ounces. It's got a drift adjustable dovetail white dot rear with a lock screw, white dot front blade, integral polymer grips, black polymer frame, blue slide, except for this one I was telling you about. Again, it's nickel-plated upper with engravings. It looks great. Again, call Arsh. I don't know if it's still there. He may have been gone by now because we were promoting this on the 105.1 FM, the Ranch program, from 10 to 11. So give them a call, see if it's there. But if they don't have that one, they can get you a blued one, I'm sure, no problem. Okay, so with that, everybody, my friend Arch Coons at ANC Firearms, he's got a lot of stuff there. You know, if you need a holster for it, he can get you that, too. Need some ammo, he's got that, too. He's in the old bank building on the corner there at Heidenhammer. You go inside the bank, it's got the wood floors. It's got the brick walls with the half plaster. It's just really cool looking. So go check it out, see what he's got to offer, and go pick up that LC9 with the nickel upper and the engraving before it's gone. And this way you can carry it around and say, hey, look at the gun that I got. It's pretty nice. Okay, we're going to close this up right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hit our gun training demo, and then we might have a couple people on just to chit-chat and talk and see what's going on. So, Paul, take us out for about a minute or two, and we'll be back on the other side with our gun training demo.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Program, Radio Adventure. We're here live at the Bell County Expo Center. You go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, we're streaming live. And I want to just thank everybody for, you know, checking us out. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Give us a positive comment. Tell me if I need to change my shirt or something. But go ahead and check it out. We've got lots going on here. Lots of people coming in here, lots of different items, guns, exotic items, food, jerky. All sorts of good things. We got private individuals with their private collections, all sorts of different things. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about our gun training demo right now. And I think the biggest detriment to shooting well is the mind. You don't get your mind straight, you got a lot of problems, right? If your mind is not focused on the threat, it's focusing on something else. And that something else is what causes bad things to happen, okay, bad shots to happen. So what I want to do, I'm going to talk about one of those things that caused the problem, anticipating the shot. Now, what you can do is you can anticipate the ketchup, but not the shot. Now, remember all the Heinz ketchup commercials that showed everyone anticipating the ketchup coming out of the bottle? Well, that's fine and dandy when you're dressing up a burger, but anticipating has no place when it comes to shooting a firearm with accuracy. 95% of all shooter errors comes from anticipating the shot. And what does anticipating the shot really mean? Anticipating the shot means you're thinking too much. It results in your shots hitting low, very low, or even off the target. Would you not agree with that, partner? Anticipating the shot, I shoot low because I anticipate the shot. There you go. That's right. Well, when you're about to shoot and you're looking at your target and at the last second you anticipate is going to go low, right? Bad thing. 95% of all shooter errors are like that. Okay, the best way to describe it, like I said, would be to look at the clock, a regular clock with the face on it, you know, and if you're aiming dead center of the clock and your shots end up hitting at the 6 o'clock position or lower, you're anticipating the shot. You may have everything lined up right. Grip on the gun is good. Fingers placed properly on the trigger. The sights are lined up, but at the very last moment, you flinch the trigger, causing the gun to go down slightly. And the further out the bullet goes, the more that slight flinch will cause problems. Now, if you're good at math, okay, if you're good at geometry, if you're good at shoot and pull, you know that when you screw something up, the further out it goes, the wider or off target it's going to be, okay? Shooting at a basic target, approximately 10 by 17 at 7 yards, can be easily missed by anticipating the shot. The bullet goes, the bullets are actually going under the target. So how do you correct this? One way is to stop thinking. How do you stop thinking? You practice, either by live fire or dry firing the gun and having somebody watch you and train you who knows what they're doing, okay? I guarantee you, you come and see me, I'm going to solve your problems. I will not only make you a faster shooter, I will make you a more accurate shooter. And if you're coming to me to learn self-defense, you're going to learn to shoot with both eyes open. When you learn to shoot with both eyes open, you see twice as much, you shoot twice as fast, and I'll get you to shoot twice as accurately, okay? The more familiar you are with your weapon, the less you will have to think about it, and the more your natural ability will take over, causing a major improvement of your shots and your shot groups. Dry firing is such an excellent way to practice, and it's cheap. Your finger just learns what it's supposed to do, and then sends a message to the brain saying, hey, I've got it. It's all under control. Just stay focused on the target or the threat, and I'll take care of the trigger. It may sound stupid, but it works. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you something here. If you're going to go to aaronsgunshot.com and go to the Facebook page, you're going to see me streaming live here. I want to show you what an anticipation shot looks like. I'm getting my trusty little trainer pistol here. If you're looking on the Facebook, the live streaming here, this is my trainer pistol. It shoots a laser. I don't know if you can see that. What we're going to do is we're going to take our stance. Now, my laser proof isn't working right now because I got too much light coming, and I got to fix that problem after the radio show. But right now, I'm going to show you on video what happens. You get your proper stance, and the gun, when you fire it, it should stay just like this. It doesn't move. However, a person who anticipates the shot is so focused on beating the gun or beating the trigger pull, the gun looks like this, and I will dramatize. Boom. It drops down. And when you do that, that gun, the bullet, as it leaves the muzzle of the barrel, the further it goes out, the more down it goes, okay? So if your target's out at 7 feet and you're shooting at a 11 by 17 target at 7 yards, that thing's going right under the piece of paper. That's why you get a lot of people get crotch shots. You know what I'm reading, the NRA Armed Citizens? How many times have I read a story where the individual gets shot low? That's because the person's freaking out, one. Two, their training or lack of training makes it where they're anticipating the shot and the shot goes low. You've got to train. If you're training in a calm environment and your shots are going low, what do you think is going to happen when you're in a stressed out situation? The adrenaline's pumping and these five fingers turn into two fingers and you're like trying to handle a gun like this and you're just shooting to keep people away. You've got to maintain yourself. You've got to stay focused. You've got to put yourself under stress. You've got to train. You've got to say, hey, I've been there. We got to push you to the point where we can break you to say, okay, that's my break point. Because what good is it if you're okay here, but your situation pushes you over the edge? You're not prepared for that. You got to get trained for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not baking cakes. I say this analogy all the time. If I'm cooking or baking a cake and I screw it up and I put it to 500 degrees instead of 350 degrees for 20 minutes or whatever I'm cooking it for, and I burn the crap out of it, what do? I pull it out, I say a couple cuss words, and I throw it in the garbage, and I do it again. You know what happens when I pull this thing out? And I'm showing you on Facebook here. We're streaming live. AaronsGunshot.com. When you pull this sucker out, the attorneys are like vultures, man. They're just waiting on treetops and buildings, waiting for you to pull that trigger. Even if you don't pull the trigger, there's a potential for you to have a problem, okay? So you've got to have your mindset. If you're going to carry a weapon for self-defense, if you're going to go through all the hoops it takes to get a license, if you're going to pay all the money and have to listen to me for 5-6 hours to get this gun to make you think you're bad or whatever, protect yourself, and you have no training and you screw up, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay the price for that. So if this comes out, your head should be going under the bow of the boat, and there's no other option for you to do. That's why we teach nonviolent dispute resolution. That's why we teach awareness. That's why we teach avoidance. But if you get caught in the corner and there's nowhere else to go, you better know what you're doing. You better know how to get this gun out. You better know how to use it. You better not anticipate the shot. And you better not be shooting wild rounds which cause injury, reckless injury to an innocent third person. Okay? So there you go. Go to aaronsgunshot.com. Go to the license to carry page. Go to the High Cap Adventure page. Check out all the things that we have to offer. Go sign up. Our next class is April 30th, Saturday, 2:45. There's still room available. Sign up via aaronsgunshot@gmail.com. Or go to aaronsgunshot.com. Actually, go to the license to carry page and sign up right there. We'll get you signed up for the class for the 30th, Saturday, 2:45. Okay. Paul, are you with me? Let's take another break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back on the other side. I'm going to have a friend of mine I want to bring over, a good friend of mine from Blackjack Firearms. He's got a couple of interesting guns I want to talk about. It's going to be the quote-unquote poor person's Glock. he was talking to me about it. I was checking it out. It looks kind of good. So we'll talk about that real quick. We'll see you on the other side in a couple minutes.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're here for the last 15 minutes of the show. It's live. It's the Real Gun Show at the Bell County Expo Center. And we've got a lot going on here. I was able to grab a friend of mine. John, come over here in the video here. We're streaming live on aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page. John, say hi to everybody.
How you doing?
All right, they're all saying hi back. I remember you. And what we're doing, John, the reason I called you, we would be talking about some different types of guns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's different people, different brackets of finances they have, what they
right.
can afford, what they can't afford. Everybody wants the best gun they can get,
right.
not they can afford, okay? And you were talking to me about this one particular gun, and you've got a few of them on your table here. So let me do this. Let me give you the show. John here is the owner of Blackjack Firearms, one of the owners. Stephen Husher is the other owner. And they work together here with Blackjack Firearms. They're here at the show today. So come on out, check them out. They'll be here till about 5 or so. But, John, tell us what you got here concerning this, I forget what you call that. I haven't seen these in a while.
These are, Canik pistols. They are,
Spell it.
C-A-N-I-K. And some people call them Janik. I guess Turkish, the C is actually pronounced as a J.
Okay.
But anyway, so, these pistols are, 9mm. They're full-size, semi-autos. They hold 18 rounds in the magazine.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So, 19 rounds when you count the one in the chamber. They come with flat dark earth and in black. They come with a ton of accessories.
You're watching this. Let's do this. Here's the contrast. We've got the black one, and we've got the tan one.
Right.
Or the earth.
Flat dark earth.
Flat dark earth. Okay.
Right. So they come with a ton of accessories. You get the pistol. You get two magazines. You've got a holster.
That's a $50 value right there,
yes,
everybody.
This is one of the it's the equivalent of the Serpa,
right.
Serpa holster with the retention on it. You
get, that one comes with a back plate,
right,
too.
It comes with a back plate. So you can carry it either as a paddle holster or through the belt.
And it's got the adjustable teeth here where you can cant your weapon. Go ahead.
It comes with a second back strap so that you can adjust the size of the grip to fit your hand.
Now, let's stop on that for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably heard probably two weeks ago we were talking about innies and outies when it comes to the palm. You'll notice, like, my palm has got an innie palm. I don't know, John, what's your palm? John's got more of an outie. He's still got a little bit of innie, but I got more of an innie than he does. And so what happens is, since he can change the back strap of that gun, that bigger arc will fill the bigger hole in your hand, which keeps the gun stable in your hand. If you've got a flatter back strap and you've got a big hole in your hand, the gun's going to want to drop into the hand. So you adjust it so the gun stays straight, point A. Go ahead.
Okay. And it comes with the mag loader and the cleaning brush.
Okay.
All this, $374.
That's darn
okay,
good.
So if you go on, what I tell people is go on to YouTube. You can go on YouTube, do a search for Canik versus Glock. And there's people in there who are comparing these things to Glocks. They're just as reliable. They're super accurate, and you're getting all those accessories for $200 less than you can get for just a Glock pistol.
Okay, now I'm noticing a few things. That's great what you just said.
Right.
Excellent. The first priority I tell everybody is this. If you're going to be buying a full-size gun at least, or if you're thinking about a gun for multiple purposes, it's got, ladies and gentlemen, it's got to have a light rail.
Right.
You got to have at least one that gun has got a light rail. And for this gun, for the price you're saying, it already comes with a light rail. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to take a class and understand the value of a light on a gun. But this one is built in. It's got the light rail already. John, the other thing I noticed was on this gun, it doesn't have that.
Right.
What is that?
Okay.
Let's show the video here
right.
What we're talking about. We got a comparison.
So on...
You've got a switch. Or,
right. On this one, it's a decocker lever.
Ah.
Okay. And it's ambidextrous. You can push it from either side. Okay. And it'll decock. It's one of the only striker fires out there that has that option.
And this particular model
this one doesn't. There's people out there who don't want a decocker. Somebody on YouTube said, I don't know why anybody want a decocker and deactivate their pistol. And...
Well,
and I hear that from people all the time at the gun show. I don't know why anybody wants, and I'm like, you know, I can think of times that I might want to decock.
I can think of one particular time when I'm stressed out and
yeah.
I want to freak out. I push this. I'm like, okay, the gun's
yeah.
dead.
Right.
I personally, though, probably wouldn't want it. Just one more thing, in
right.
my opinion.
So, but mechanic, listen to the customers, and they've. This is the new import. They just started importing these about 4 or 5 months ago without mm-hmm. the decocker. The ones with the decocker have been coming in for about a year now.
Another thing I'm noticing, too, I like the thinness
mm-hmm.
of the grip, which makes it good for somebody with a smaller hand to be able to wrap around the gun because we have a longer trigger pull than compared to a 1911. So if you've got a small palm, short fingers, and you have like a Glock 21 or something, or a Glock 17, the grip may be a lot wider and your fingers got to stretch more, which causes the gun to get canted in your hand. But the way this gun is, it's kind of got a it's very streamlined in its grip, and it also has a couple of grooves right above here below the slide where your fingers go in and get you a closer grip on the gun. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I would encourage anybody who's looking for a you know, an inexpensive firearm, like you said, people's finances are different, to look these things up. I mean, you can go on YouTube. YouTube is a great device nowadays. You can go on YouTube, and people are torture testing these things all over the place. And,
explain to you, you're talking to me about that. Give me some examples of what they did to torture test. Because I know Glock goes to
right.
damn it, you know?
Yeah, well, I was watching one where the guy was comparing this to his HK BP9. And what he did is he took them each out. He started dropping them in water. He dropped them in mud. He, you know, threw them. He did all sorts of stuff just to see, you know, and then fire them afterwards. And the mechanic actually went through everything. When the VP9 started failing, when they dropped it in mud and stuff like that. You know, the HK is a great pistol. The Germans build everything to tight tolerances. So
I'll be honest with you. As good as a gun the HK is, I'm
yeah.
totally not digging their magazine release.
Yeah.
Magazine release to me, which is on the trigger guard, it's too precarious in my opinion. Although I know everybody's...
Walther's done the same thing with some of theirs,
yeah,
too.
Yes.
And
now, I was going to ask you about this one. Is this one an ambidextrous?
You can switch it.
That's
change
great. But if you're a left-handed shooter... Now, me, I've been a left-handed shooter all my life, of course. I've mastered the guns with the magazine release on the left side of the gun, but it's designed for when you're holding the gun in your right hand to pop it with your thumb. But me being a left-handed shooter, I cock the gun in my hand and use my trigger finger, and the mag comes out if you're watching this on our live stream here. If I went the other way and did it the way it was designed, I'd screw up, man.
Right,
yeah. I can't do it. Okay, so it's got ambidextrous safety. The other thing, too, is it's got a firing pin indicator.
Correct.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what that means is this is a striker fire weapon. When you cock the weapon, this pin comes out of the rear part of the slide. It's got a red marker indicator. And when it's protruding out the back side of the slide, that represents that it's locked. I'll tell you what, John, are you able to manipulate that one to show when the hammer comes out and then be able to decock it? If we take that strap off and you reach
yeah,
the weapon?
Yeah, do you have a...
I do. I'll tell you what. Down there somewhere, we got some tie straps. With a blue, yeah, that's it. What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the gun show, so they got it, the strap, but because we're doing an illustration real quick, we'll strap it back up real quick. But I want to illustrate how the decocking mechanism works, because I think that's a very important aspect of the gun. So we're just going to stick that off real quick. And he's taking it out. He's just, now, let me get this up to the screen. I don't know if you can see this, but if you're looking at the screen, there's a red marker right there. That striker fire pin, when fired, recesses into the gun. When it's cocked and ready to go, it protrudes out. Now, John, why don't you manipulate the gun and get it up close to the screen. Let's see if they can see you cock it on this particular weapon. He's pushing down the lever, and boom. I don't know. I hope you can see this. It's very clear to me, but that red spot that was at the back of the slide went back into the gun because the weapon was decocked. And what's good about that is on certain situations, here's a couple straps if you want to use it. What's good on that situation, let's say you just got done with a shoot and you're just freaking out or the adrenaline's pumping and you're just like, you know, I want to deactivate this gun without having to unload the gun. You press down the decocking mechanism and it makes the gun dead. You can't use it. Although it's still hot, it's been deactivated, so you'd have to re-rack it to get it loaded again. So it's just one other safety feature, which is pretty cool. Now, John, you've got these two colors?
Yes.
Do you have black with the decocking mechanism?
No. The black, right now, I'm at the mercy of my wholesalers, just like anybody else.
Okay. So,
right now, I can get black without the decocker, and I can get flat dark earth with the decocker. I was hoping to get both colors, but they're Century Arms has been importing them, like I said, for about a year now. They're really starting to come in more and more. People are liking them. I think that as more and more people buy them, two things are going to happen. One, they're going to become easier to find.
Sure.
The other thing is the price is going to go up.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is the sleeper gun. Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, back in the day, the Rock Island Armory gun, I was buying them left and right. People go, I don't want that. I'll outshoot any dude with a Kimber. With a Rock Island. It's not the gun, it's the operator. But the Rock Island Armory was such a sleeper gun. This looks to be like a sleeper gun. Good quality, and what else is good, too, it's got a large slide stop lever. Yeah, like some of the Glocks. They make them flat so it doesn't catch on anything, but this one's a little bit larger so you can get your finger on there a lot easier. So we're here at the Real Gun Show at the Pell County Expo Center. Actually, John, you got some tables right down the row from me.
Yes.
So ladies and gentlemen, come on in. Say hi to me, say hi to John, take a look at the guns here, go to ANC Firearms, check out that one LC9 nickel-plated pistol with the engraving on it, check it out, and come here and check out these guns, and pronounce it again?
Kanik.
He's got two or three on the table?
I got three on the table right now.
All right, very good. Let's see if we can get rid of them.
Yep.
All right, John, thanks for coming out.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You. So,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost show's almost over here, so I'm going to repeat it again. If you have not taken your license to carry class and you wish to have one, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the license to carry page. Our next class is April 30th. That's Saturday at 2:45. And the reason it's at 2:45 is because I'm bolting back from Temple after doing the radio show. And we're going to have it, it's just going to be by the numbers. Okay, we're racing in there. It's 2:45. We'll get you out of there by about 7:30, quarter to 8. It'll be a lot of fun. I know what I'm doing. I got lots of tricks. So if you want to learn how to carry a gun the way you're supposed to on the street, come see me. $60 for the class. And remember, everybody, I have an indoor shooting range. I don't charge $15, $30 an hour. I charge $10 for the night. We have a great time, great people there, lots of fun, good times. It's Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm only up for one day a week at this moment because I'm doing all my other classes, seminars, gun shows. I'm a training facility, not a retail outlet, although I do sell things. We were upgrading our license from a proprietorship to an LLC, so we had to go through all that paperwork, so I couldn't sell guns, so we're kind of on the down low at the moment, but I think everything went through okay. I should get my license back pretty quick, and when we're up and running, I can sell those selected items that I like to do when it comes to concealed carry or for specialized training. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call the show a wrap. I want to thank everybody for checking us out. Don't forget, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, like us on Facebook, please. Let's get those numbers up. Give us some positive feedback. Come on down to the show. See John here at Blackjack Firearms. Go see ANC Firearms and check out that LC9 pistol. Call them at 254-983-4417. And until next week, God bless and keep the powder dry.
Temple, Belton, Killeen, Fort Hood, the best talk in America.